Palpatine turned to Mos Amita, whose hands were spread wide in shocked dismay. Then he looked back, his mouth pinched, his eyes brilliant with distress.
Master Yoda, I scarcely know what to say. Count Dooku has betrayed the Jedi Order. He has betrayed us all. I don't understand. How could he do something so wicked?
Yoda frowned. He certainly wasn't going to talk of the Sith in front of Bail Organa.
Seduced by dreams of power, is Dooku. A great tragedy this is.
Palpatine breathed out a pained sigh.
Tell me the rest, Master Yoda. Though I know it will break my heart, I must hear of Geonosis.
It was a tale told swiftly, without embellishment or emotion. When it was done, Palpatine removed from his chair once more to stand staring through the transperisteel window into Coruscant's teeming sky, hands clasped behind his back, chin sunk to his velvet and brocade-covered chest.
"Do you know, my friends,"
he said at last, breaking the heavy silence,
"there are times when I begin to doubt I have the strength to go on."
"Never say it,"
Mos Amita exclaimed.
"Without your leadership, the Republic could not survive."
"Perhaps that was true once," Palpatine admitted. "But if I, as Supreme Chancellor, can fail so terribly that these blind and foolish separatists are emboldened enough to deal us such a blow."
"Supreme Chancellor, you are far too hard on yourself," said Bail Organa swiftly. "If there is blame here, it belongs to this treacherous Count Dooku and the leaders of the various guilds and unions that support him, who manipulate events and the weaker, more gullible systems to their own advantage. They are the ones who have failed the Republic, not you. The blood spilled on Geonosis stains their hands, not yours. From the very beginning of this dispute, you have done nothing but strive to find a peaceful solution."
"And I have failed," Palpatine retorted, swinging around. "Who knows better than I, Bail, how important it is for this violence to end? I, as a man whose home planet was invaded, who was forced to stand by helpless as an impotent Supreme Chancellor and a dilatory Senate, allowed the people they were sworn to protect die in the name of Trade Federation greed. 10 years have passed since that dreadful time. But how have my circumstances changed, I ask you? They haven't. Though I stand before you the Supreme Chancellor of this Republic, I am still helpless. We are facing the gravest threat in our history. Republic citizens are dying, Jedi are dying, because I failed to act in time to prevent this tragedy."
"Not true," said Organa. "The only person with the power to prevent this tragedy was Dooku, and he chose to perpetrate an atrocity instead. No blame falls to you, Supreme Chancellor. You're owed our gratitude for having the courage to take the difficult but necessary step of commissioning the clone army. Without it, Master Yoda and his Jedi would doubtless have been slaughtered to the last. And where would the Republic be then?"